I am about to introduce the complete health meditation. The introduction is fairly full, so I suggest that you make yourself comfortable. The purpose of doing the meditation is to support, maintain, and if necessary, to recover complete health. Complete health is a bodily, emotional, mental, and spiritual event. Health arises from all facets of ourselves being in a state of balance and equilibrium. The meditation is a means of achieving this equilibrium. Accordingly, the meditation can be used by people already in good health who want to promote continued health. It can be used by those who are unwell who want to promote recovery, and by those who are wanting to support specific healing in their systems after an illness, an accident, or some surgical procedure. Experience shows that this meditation helps, even if those doing it feel or think that it may not. It helps us to develop or sustain our attitudes in ways that promote health and well-being. You have a chance to find out whether the meditation can help you by your deciding to use it and your using it often enough. Many people have been very pleasantly surprised at the results they got as they persisted in using the meditation. For thousands of years, people have been using similar approaches to this one very successfully. So there is a lot of encouragement in that fact alone, should you need encouragement. Before going further, I want to make one point very clearly. In using this meditation, you do so to promote your complete health. The meditation is a contribution to your health. At the same time, if you have need to do other things too, this recording will not meet those needs. You will still have to ensure that you do what you need to do in the form, for example, of necessary diets, medical treatment, or exercise routines. Now, at this point, I will consider briefly the contribution that using the meditation can make to your health and well-being. The major value of the meditation is the significant support it gives to both your general approach to your health and to the discovery of what you need to do specifically to promote it. In all of this, attitudes are central. Our attitudes are a combination of our thoughts, feelings, bodily processes, and behavior. Each attitude is a mixture of these, and to change our attitudes, we need some means of affecting all these areas. That is, of affecting our thoughts, our feelings, our bodily processes and behavior. The meditation helps to bring change in all of these by using a very simple procedure. I will explain this procedure later. Now you may be wondering, are our attitudes this significant to our health? The short answer is yes. Experience indicates that our attitudes are central, even crucial, in how well we are, how well we stay, and how well we will be in the future. With the right attitudes, we can achieve all sorts of wonderful things with our health. There are many facts that support this point of view. There are, for example, many validated stories of people who have recovered from catastrophic illness or injury when no one thought it was possible. These people used great strength or commitment and willpower to affirm complete health. They never gave up. They kept imagining themselves healthy and well again. Many of these people succeeded in the face of contrary expert opinion. Such astounding stories abound, yet there are many more stories of a less dramatic nature that are just as instructive.